The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants." The Gospel of the Lord. Okay, I guess we're in the part of Luke's Gospel where it's a bit choppy. Have like half a piece from here and half a piece from there, and it's okay because we don't need to proclaim all of it in the sacred assembly for you to have access to it. You have it in your own Bibles, and you should read along, more continuous reading even than we do in the church, so that you have for yourself some more of the context, some more of what's going on. So here, I mean, there's a little reference point here. Gird your loins and light your lamps. This is an Exodus theme. We know already that St. Luke is giving us a Jesus whose face is resolutely fixed on Jerusalem. And they're headed there. He's headed there, and his disciples are in tow. And they may or may not know about it, right? They know about it, but in their puzzling way, in their kind of twisting and turning way, in their understanding that still needs to be developed, in their commitment that still needs firming up, they're headed that way. And you know what? Think about as I said that. That's a fantastic thing, that the disciples find themselves at times dazed and confused, as it were, and they find themselves twisting around, not understanding, and all the rest. Because you know what? That's us. That's us. You know, okay. I know that some of you have it figured out. Okay, so not you, of course, but the rest of us. The rest of us are together in this, and we're buoyed by this example. But this is what's going on. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready to eat. Be ready to eat the meal on the run, as it were. It's a great Exodus theme, and Jesus is pointing back to it. And he says, be prepared for the master's return from the wedding. Now, the master's return, in this sense, if we think about the Exodus narrative and what Jesus does in his death and resurrection, then we tie it together like that and say, actually, Jesus is not talking here about his second coming or the particular judgment that you will face when you die, because we get that a little later on in the passage. He's talking about the exodus that he will achieve in Jerusalem by his death and resurrection. And who's ready for it and who's not. And it's not simply, as we were getting into yesterday, it's not simply that this is a personal reality, right? In the sense of this is for particular individuals. This is for the nation as a whole. This is for Israel as a whole. They're not ready for the master's return. And how do we know that? Because Jesus is the master's return. He is the master's return. And they're not prepared. And it's not just that they're not prepared for it. They reject him. Right? They abuse him. They reject him. They resist him. He weeps over Jerusalem because of the hardness of their hearts. They won't repent and return to God's way of life. They won't do it. So this is what's happening in this part of the passage, in this part of the gospel. But also it is for, because St. Peter then comes back. I don't even know if we have it tomorrow. Okay, I can't read ahead either. So I don't know if we have it tomorrow. But Peter comes back and says, "Is this for us or everyone?" And of course the answer is for everyone. But also for us, because Jesus is gathering around himself in the 12 a new Israel, and he's summoning them to fidelity. He's summoning them to loyalty. They have to trust and follow him in all things. Like I said, we can be like dazed and confused. We can be lacking understanding. We perhaps don't have the conviction. Right, we don't have the strength of our own convictions as it comes to following Jesus, but we have to grow. We have to grow. And how many opportunities do we have each and every day to grow in trust of Jesus? Right, even right now is an opportunity for us to grow in trust of Jesus. We can see that our pre-K teachers, they trust Jesus all the way through, all the way, right? All the time, all the way. Why? Because they have to. You know, they have to. They've got no other option. And how blessed they are to find themselves in that position. And how blessed we are to have you here, because we can trust you, trusting Jesus, that everything's going to be relatively okay. And if it's not okay, it's going to be relatively confined, you know. So it's like, you know, we're blessed. We're all blessed by it. But we likewise have opportunities to trust and follow Jesus, right? Every moment of our lives. Is everything we do every day an opportunity to give praise to God? Are we giving him praise? Are we giving him glory in everything we do all the time? Because the visitation of God to his people has happened. We are his new people. And he is here. The master has returned from the wedding. Are we now serving him? Have we prepared to serve him? Have we been awaiting the time of our visitation? If this is not the time of the visitation of Almighty God, then what is? If God's giving himself to us, his own life, his own body and blood, then what is the visitation of God? And are we prepared now to partake in that banquet? And are we prepared now to serve God no matter what the hour? Right, this second or third watch, I mean, we're talking about late in the night, even to the early hours of the morning and before daybreak. Are we prepared? Are we ready? Are we eager? Okay, so that's that. One more thing, a note of consolation for us all, is this. Look at how the master is. Okay, so think about, this is totally unexpected, and I think we gloss over it probably all too often. Here we go. When the master comes back, he finds his servants vigilant, right? Eager to serve him and doing such. He will have them recline at table. This is ridiculous. The master will have his servants recline at table and proceed to wait on them. That's our God. That's our God. Can we doubt his love for us? He's the master who returns to serve the servants. And he's doing it now, my friends. He is serving us now. How can our hearts not be full of thanksgiving? How can our hearts not be full of praise for him? He is the God who is love. He finds us attentive, eager, waiting on his word, eager to receive his embrace. And he fills our hearts again with his love so that we can continue to faithfully serve him no matter where we find ourselves now and today and all our days. No matter what we've done or where we've been or whatever, now is the time of his visitation. Now is the time of our eager and faithful service to him. And he will continue to strengthen us to live faithfully to him in all things.